Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a blessing of the animals coming soon to Pella. What's a blessing of the animals, and why is it happening? Let's go in-depth with Pastor Stephen Matinee-Vanderwell and Professor Jim Zaffiro with Central College. So, Pastor, there's going to be a blessing of the animals. What an interesting concept. Has that happened in Pella before?
Not to our knowledge, at least. It's new to us at Second Reformed Church, but we thought it was a worthwhile activity and a sort of an invitational and welcoming activity for our own people, but really for anyone in the area. Anyone listening is invited, with their pets and animals, of course.
Well, and whose idea was this?
Well, it really came out of what we call our outreach council that is looking always for ways to just connect with the community and build bridges with different people and give them a little bit of taste of Second Reformed Church.
Well, and Jim, what's your involvement?
Well, I'm on the outreach council, and as soon as this was proposed, I was intrigued. It coincides with, we think, pretty close at least, the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi, who had a special way with animals. So it partly honors people and animals through history and connects with that longer tradition in Christianity through the ages of blessing of animals and care for animals of all kinds as part of God's creation.
All right, so how come I don't hear about blessings of animals in church now? It was part of Christianity, but has fallen away?
I would suspect our Roman Catholic and maybe Episcopal friends would tell you that it hasn't fallen away, but we being Protestants, I think some of this has kind of fallen away, whether it being remembering people like Francis of Assisi or blessings just in general. And kind of, I think we're sort of saying maybe we threw some of the baby out with the bathwater at the Reformation, and we're trying to reclaim this and to say that I think one of the messages we're obviously sending is to just invite people to recognize that our animals and our pets are good gifts of God. They bring us much joy and comfort. They're like a member of the family in many cases, and that we are then inviting people to come. It'll be a very kind of brief welcoming time, but then really just they and their animals will receive just a simple and low-key blessing, and you know, there'll be an opportunity for a photo op if they want that too. But really, it's an opportunity to say thank you and to recognize what gifts animals are and how much love we receive from them. And I guess I would say how they are channels of God's goodness and love to us.
More in depth after this. There's a blessing of the animals coming soon to Pella. What's a blessing of the animals, and why is it happening? Let's go in-depth with Pastor Stephen Matinee-Vanderwell and Professor Jim Zaffiro with Central College. Well, formally, what is a blessing? I mean, what is a blessing? I guess I'm just sort of used to them, but I don't know really what they are now that I think about it.
That's a good question, and I think depending on your religious tradition, there would be more or less formal ways of understanding that. I think we see it just as sort of a simple maybe prayer or a word of expression of both gratitude, but also of seeking God's goodness, protection, love, and fulfillment on whatever we're blessing. I mean, just for example, in our congregation, after the children's time during worship every Sunday, we have a blessing of the children, and we all bless them. So we have at least a small practice in our church of blessing. Like I said, I think other traditions might formalize that a little more than we would. But a simple prayer of thanksgiving and protection, I think, would be how I would define it.
Well, it may be a simple prayer, but what it fundamentally does is it reorganizes our world in the sense, to me anyway, is all of a sudden I have to think about my dog or cat or whatever, and then the other animals in a different way. If we're blessing them, that's drawing my attention to them, that's formally making me think about their role and appreciate them. But so that's a kind of a world shift for a lot of people, isn't it?
I think so. But then again, if you think about how important our animals are, different animals in different families and different lives, and the fact that they are not like our other material possessions, they are living beings. They are enriching our lives in ways that really do call for some kind of acknowledgement and thanksgiving for them as part of the living creation.
Mm-hmm. And then by extension, other parts of the living world, the creation too. Is that the goal?
I think in a larger way, certainly, yes, it is. I do. I mean, I like your language. It's, you know, changing your world or opening your eyes, that we begin to see all the good gifts that God has put around us as gifts of God, and also as connected to God, and are part of a bigger, I don't know what word to use here, web or story that all of these creatures are a part of. Just even in a small and simple way, the creation story in Genesis 1, the sixth day of creation is not uniquely when humans are made. It's when land-dwelling creatures are made. And what exactly to make of that, we could do all kinds of things. But at the very least, I think it tells us we're connected. We're close to those. They were made on the same day as we were. There's a connection there.
To me, anyway, it seems like then also becomes maybe a greater recognition of responsibility. I mean, we're going to take care of our animals well. But for all of a sudden, it seems to me to bestow additional thoughtfulness anyway about our responsibilities.
Well, I think all religious traditions have elements of cognitive stewardship and responsibility for the full creation and the larger environment. In Christianity, you can certainly find many places, in particular in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament, where we are, as human beings, called upon to be stewards of that environment. And I think perhaps in our modern world, as we are more physically removed from the natural world, that role gets blurred. And one of the ways that I think we can go back to a much more direct kind of connection, in the way that Steve was talking about a connection earlier, is to take a look at our own animals, our own pets, in light of that biblical stewardship responsibility. And I think this blessing kind of is a way of raising our awareness.
I really think what Jim said there about our pets almost being sort of our last connection with animals, and sort of as life has become more automated, and you know, we think that meat comes in plastic containers in the supermarket rather than from cattle, that maybe in some ways, even in ways perhaps we hadn't thought about or intended, but by drawing attention to pets or just any of our animals here, but especially our pets, which we do know that we love and are so close to, we can then by extension sort of reconnect more broadly with that all of God's creation, all of God's animals have this same importance, same beauty, same God fingerprints on them, so to speak. I'm no expert on the history of this, but my understanding is that really the blessing of the animals started centuries ago, not with house pets and domesticated animals, but blessing of flocks and herds, when that was a very important issue. If your herd didn't do well, you didn't do well. And so that connection was much more visible, and the connection with your animals. And now by blessing we'll take whoever shows up on that Saturday, but blessing of house pets, it does remind us that so in the same way all of God's creatures have that that value and beauty and goodness to them.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the blessing of the animals with Pastor Steve Matinee Vanderwell and Professor Jim Zaffiro. Now, you've both used the word stewardship, and I guess that maybe we should talk about that in a little, for a little bit, because for some people, stewardship means taking care and being responsible, working in sustainable ways. Some people see it that way, but other people see that as a rationale to use the natural world any way that they want for immediate economic gain, because we're the stewards of the environment. We can do what we want. Mm-hmm. That's not what you're talking about, though. Mm-hmm.
No, I think we need, and deep inside, most of us realize that because we are so fundamentally dependent upon the natural world for our food, for our water, for our air, for our livelihoods, maybe not as directly as the herders and the farmers of days gone by, there is the sense there of responsibility that's also tied into that stewardship, which transcends this generation. I think a very important element in many religious traditions, including Christianity, is intergenerational equity, intergenerational responsibility. That many farmers say the soil of my farm is only a gift that I hold today, but that I must maintain and pass on in good order to the next generation. And I think the notion of stewardship in my mind that would apply here is that kind of notion, that it comes with responsibility and acknowledgement of dependence, not only ours, but that of future generations.
I was told that steward really is an old English word that means the ward of the sty. So it was the person who was taking care of the master's pigs. So within stewardship, and we could have a long discussion about this, but there is this sense of not ownership, but taking care of what is not yours. And I think that that's a thread that's going through all of this, that these things are God's good creation, and how are we wisely, lovingly, graciously taking care of those things? Now, that doesn't mean that there isn't the use of them. I mean, I think, again, stewardship definitely implies using, but doing so wisely and with concern for generations. Just shifting a little bit, I think this kind of goes back again to the creation story in the biblical account in Genesis, where humanity is told that they have dominion over creation, and large discussions about what does dominion imply. And I think for much of Western society, that has been heard as domination, control, ability to do as you wish, when I think really the wiser and the really more correct reading of that passage would be to be God-like to them. And if we see, how does God relate to creation? By watching over, providing for, caring for, not by abusing, controlling, or distancing, but rather drawing close and establishing connections and loving relationships. And boy, if we're back to loving relationships, what better than the dog on your lap or the cat curled up by the fireplace?
Well, and when and where is the blessing of the animals?
It will be Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. on October 4 in the courtyard at Second Reformed Church. We're located right on the corner of Broadway and Liberty, but the courtyard probably be easiest if you know Pella, if you are by Subway or Dollar General, it'll be right there. It'll be outside. We're inviting people to bring whatever animals they like. We trust that everyone's a responsible pet owner, and we'll have them on leashes or carriers or with a saddle on. I have no idea what we'll all be welcoming, but we're glad to accept them all, and we'll just trust that people use some common sense as how to bring them and how they'll relate to all the other creatures that might be there that day.
Despite the ancient tradition of blessing of the animals that you've described, and despite there are some congregations still doing it, are you a little concerned that this might be a little bit, I don't know how else to put it, but maybe new agey for Pella?
Boy, I hope not. You know, that loving your dog seems about as, you know, homespun and down to earth as you could want. So I don't think you have to see this as anything kind of edgy or as much as just, I love my dog. I've already had people who, you know, I don't know how they would even understand or take this conversation we've been having, but boy, they love Fido, and they want Fido to have just a moment of recognition of the goodness and, for lack of a better word, the holiness of Fido or Fifi or whoever you happen to bring.
Yeah. If anybody has a close emotional relationship with one of their animals, they will understand the importance of and the meaning of this kind of invitational blessing. It's not aimed to be a challenge in any sense. It's aimed to be an acknowledgement of thanks for the beauty of the creation that makes our lives richer and better every day.
Right. I think we're hoping for sort of holy chaos and just a warm feeling of looking around at all the kind of menagerie we hope will show up that day and saying, this is good, this is fun. Thanks, God.
Thanks to Pastor Steve Matinee Vanderwell and Professor Jim Zaffiro for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.